Charlie Connolly started his college football career in 1942, attending the University of Mississippi. He left school to serve as a Marine in the South Pacific in World War II. He returned to Ole Miss in 1946 and became an All-American at quarterback, and he's considered to be one of the greatest players in the school's storied history. The Giants acquired Connolly from the Washington Redskins in 1948, and Charlie's freewheeling style of play immediately accelerated New York's offense. And in his debut season, he was named NFL Rookie of the Year.
When I first came with the Giants, I guess they listed me as 24 years old. But I was 47 because I'd been in college and I went in World War II for 3 years. My offensive players, linemen, the guys who were blocking for me, kind of felt sorry for me because I was a little older. When the guards say, for example, Mr. Block, some of my teammates would come back and apologize, where I would tell them, you're killing me, you're hurting me. And I think my age helped me quite a bit.
Charlie was a very quiet type of leader. You know, he never had much to say until he found out who you were and you played well. And if he liked you, you were in.